You can support the hardest working sports show in South Florida through Cash App. To donate, send your support to Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
I want to put something out there for you guys. Over the next 3 years, because I was thinking about this, watching the Bucks win a championship, and I'm wondering, okay, who's our next team to win a championship? And who's better suited right now over the next 3 years to win a championship? And I started to think about it. Obviously, Inter Miami is out, and the Marlins are out. They're not going to win a championship in the next 3 years. There's no freaking way in hell. Make sure you record that, because that's guaranteed that it will happen. Anyway, so no way it happens with those two, okay? So now I move on to the other teams. And I look at the Heat, and I know it's possible for them to overcome and do it, but can they, in the situation that they're currently in, where they don't have first-round picks for years to come, their players aren't necessarily sexy enough, their best player right now is, well, best or second best, because Bam is their best. Their second best player is an older player now that probably doesn't have much left in the tank, that 3 years from now, he's not going to be anywhere near what he is now. I think the bottom's about to fall off on him in the next year or two as it is. That's why I would not extend him. So I'm not convinced yet that the Heat have the pieces in-house, and by adding a piece, it's going to make the complete difference and you're going to win it all. Because I can't say I can count on Tyler Hero. You know what I mean? I can't. He hasn't earned my trust. I haven't seen a guy that's mature enough to handle everything that he went through the year before, obviously, because it got to his head. That's the good thing about Booker, by the way. He's so good that this will motivate a dude like that. You know, that's the difference, and he's accomplished. You know what I mean? But again, I know he didn't have a good night last night, but he's young. He hasn't been in this position, but this is good. It's a good lesson for him, like all of us. You know, I have a saying that success is fed from failure. And you can bet your ass on that. And so who is set up? And I started to think about it. Okay, Marlins are out. Inter's out. I don't think the Miami Heat are in position to win a title in the next 3 years because of the fact that they lack so much ammo to acquire anything. So now you're asking for the perfect storm to be available in a stud that you can just sign. And that's not available this offseason. So that's 1 year in. Is it going to be available next year and then Jimmy gets older? I think the timing just kind of falls off for the Heat. And I get it that we love Riley and everything that he's done and all that. I'm not saying a change or anything. I just think they've kind of painted themselves into a corner that I don't see them winning a championship in the next 3 years. Now, I get to the two teams that I do think actually have a chance. And that's the Dolphins and the Panthers. The two teams that haven't done a lot of winning in forever. Because, mind you, the Marlins have two championships in the last 20 years. Right? Well, 24 years. Because 97. Okay? So they've got two championships in 24 years. And the Heat, they have three championships in the last 15 years. So those teams have had some success. Inter doesn't count because they just started. They're babies right now. So they're still in the process of all of this. But because of their, you know, lack cap limitations and some of the decisions that they made, like they're stuck with Pizarro another year and that'll be terrible. So they're not going to win it, at least the championship. Maybe they can start getting to the playoffs in another year or two. I doubt a year, but maybe two. But I really like the Dolphins and the Panthers, that in the next 3 years, those are the teams that are closest to a championship right now. Obviously, we need to see Tua mature. We need to see this young team mature. I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I feel really good about what they've constructed and what's coming on top of everything that they already have. Okay? And I think they're making shrewd and smart decisions. The Panthers, I would have never given them a shot if Dale Tallon was still in place, because I already wanted his ass fired way before everybody else last year. because I already saw the writing on the wall that what he has done is jack. For 10 years being here, you've produced nothing, dude. That you picked a couple good players? Yeah, they were at the top of the draft. Give me a break, bro. Find me some other diamonds in the rough in the second and third rounds or something. Impress me that way, you know? And you didn't. You didn't impress me with the goalie you signed. You didn't impress me with jack crap, you know? So I would have never picked a but Bill Zito took over. And I said last year, not this past year, the year before, fire Talon. Why? Because the Panthers are a bunch of pussies. It's a soft-ass team that gets pushed around all the time. When Zito took over, he fixed that, dude. Did you see that? That's where it all changed. He made them a tougher team. He brought in the attitude that they needed, okay? And now, hopefully, if Knight can turn into that goalie, you've got more than enough scoring. You're going to get Ekblad back. I get it. You got the Tampa Bay Lightning that you've got to deal with. Hopefully now Tampa, you know, they were so overloaded because of that whole rule that they were able to sign guys because of their main guy being down. Now they're going to lose some of those guys. Maybe they take a step back, and that's enough for Florida to catch up to Tampa. And we have to remember this. They were competitive against Tampa. They won two games against Tampa. This wasn't the Heat getting swept by the Bucks. I saw some people either on Twitter or talk about, well, does it make you feel better that the Heat and the Panthers were eliminated by the champions? No, it doesn't, because that's misleading. Okay? The Heat got their asses kicked by Milwaukee. The Panthers were at least competitive with the best team in the league. And during the season, dude, they did a number on that goalie. Over and over again, Panthers can score on him. So it wasn't like they were unstoppable against the Panthers. So I have some hope already that the Panthers can get over the hump against the Lightning. And if the Lightning do lose some players this offseason and they're not as good next year, and if the Panthers somehow can make a move. Now, there is one major roadblock in the way for the Panthers, and that's the stinking contract of Bobrovsky. That unless Bobrovsky, he will get his final shot at starting this year. I guarantee you that. They're going to give him every opportunity, but it'll be on a very short leash. And the second he shows his, you know, true colors again from what we've seen the last couple of years, they'll put the young kid in and they'll never look back. But the problem is that if Bobrovsky is not playing between the pipes, it's $10 million of hard cap numbers that you cannot use on other players and you desperately need. And that's what the Panthers are going to overcome. They're going to have some really young players become special quickly for them to overcome, because they are competing against other teams with $10 million less dollars. And that could be at least two good players or one incredible player. So for me right now, when I look at it, and I'd love to hear from you guys on the chat board, on the email, if you're podcasting and listening at BigORadioShow@yahoo.com or there, who do you, over the next 3 years, out of our five pro teams, who are best set up to win a championship? Do you agree with me it's Dolphins and Panthers? Or would you put the other teams in there? What do you think, Sean? Are you agreeing with me on this, or do you have another team out of the three that I left out that you would put in that mix?
No, I agree 100% with what you just said, because both of them, as you said, are suited where they're at, and they can make a couple moves if need be, except for the Bobrovsky deal. But there's little things that you can do with the NHL, as we saw what Tampa Bay did with some of the things there. So there's some movement that the Panthers can make, but with everything that's right now on the table, it's got to be the Panthers and the Dolphins.
Yeah. That's, you know what? And that's pretty cool, because they need their turn, man. You know, we've enjoyed some baseball championships. We've enjoyed some basketball championships. Not that I wouldn't mind the Marlins and the Heat winning more. That would be fantastic. I love that. But I want to see Inter win the MLS Cup. I definitely want to see the Panthers lift that Stanley Cup. And I would give anything to watch the Dolphins win another Super Bowl, because when they won it, I was a child. and I didn't really get to enjoy it and appreciate it the way I would nowadays, especially after being, you know, around 54 years. I would enjoy it even more, dude. You know what I mean? It would be absolutely amazing. And it would be nice if we can get that side of the cycle now, you know, and watch the Dolphins win again and watch the Panthers finally win one. And let me tell you something. I want the Panthers to win more than ever for two guys, for Viola and Sifu, because I think they're fantastic owners, man. They've done everything that you need. They spend on players. They're building that. They're help building everything over there at the War Memorial area, where they'll have the ice rink and helping redo everything there. They've done so much, dude. And look, they needed the goalie. They went and spent the money on the goalie. It's not their fault that the GM made a bad decision. Can't do anything about that. I mean, GMs make bad decisions, but I want my owner wanting to pay and do whatever it takes to win. And that's what I love about those guys. They will do whatever it takes to win. And so for them, just for Viola and Sifu alone, I want the Panthers to win badly for them. But personally for me, for you, for all of us that are South Florida fans, you know, a Dolphins, a Panthers, an Inter-Miami championship, that would be a lot of fun. I don't know if our town would appreciate the soccer championship that much, because the team's been around such a short time. We would probably need another 10, 15 years so people can really get to know the sport, get to know the team, fall in love with the players and those kind of things, and then maybe it would mean more. It would mean more to a guy like me that has been a local soccer lover forever. You know, that would mean more for me than a lot of people in this town. You know what I mean? But there's no doubt that I think the Dolphins, oh my God, this town would be absolutely upside down if the Dolphins won a championship. It would be incredible. A monster feat. And I think the Panthers would bring one hell of a buzz too. When they made it to the Stanley Cup, it was an exciting time in the mid-90s. I mean, I've told you guys this over and over again. As a beat reporter, my favorite year of covering a team was that year of the Panthers making it to the Stanley Cup. That was a blast. And I love football to death. And I've been in on the basketball beat, and I've been in championships for the basketball team, and I've been in a championship with the Marlins and everything. And there was nothing more fun than that Panther run in the mid-90s. That was an absolute blast. And I think if they could do it again, I think they'd bring a lot of excitement. I don't know if it would be the same, because those guys connected with the community, and that's the one thing that these Panthers don't necessarily do. Because you have a lot of Europeans, so it's not, they don't have the personality and stuff to connect like the Scroodlins and the Mellenbees and the Beezers and all these kind of guys that we had on that team that connected with people. You know, it was cool. It was a different time, but still, it was, you know, I just think the Panthers right now and the Dolphins are the ones that are closest right now to giving us that ultimate celebration that we're all searching for as sports fans.